bringing us to just on 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. And what we do on a Tuesday is we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And I've got Shawnistani Nepalama on the line. And she is the nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And we're going to talk about salt and babies this morning. Shawnistani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne, and members of the public. Thank you for having me again.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Shawnistani, carrying on our theme of talking about salt, this time salt and babies. The question, is salt safe for the baby?
To answer your question, salt is regarded as those items that seem simple, but actually need a careful thought when it comes to baby, because the baby's body are still developing and they can't handle salt the same way we do.
Okay.
Salt, which is also called sodium, it is an essential nutrient that naturally occurs in most food, and it is also present in the breast milk. So to answer the question, it is not necessary to add salt to a baby diet in most cases. The baby needs naturally salt that is contained in breast milk. And also, it's not recommended that children below the age of 1 year should consume an added salt. It is safe in very limited amount, but also we don't advise that the mother should add salt on the baby's food when they are below 1 year. Because adding salt to the food, it can be harmful to the kidneys, and also their kidneys are still maturing, which means that they can't cope with a high amount of salt.
Right, right. And what are the risks of giving the baby salt too early, or too much salt for that matter?
The first risk with giving the baby too much salt is because you might exceed the recommended amount. The reason I'm saying this is because most food that we eat naturally, they do contain salt. So adding more will then exceed the recommended amount. And also note that because salt in excessive amount, it can be dangerous because it can lead to kidney damage, high blood pressure, and also increase the risk of heart disease later in life. As I've mentioned, the baby kidneys are immature and still developing, and these kidneys, they play a crucial role in maintaining fluid balance by filtering the blood and removing waste. But an excessive amount of salt, it can lead to kidney stress and potential damage such as high blood pressure. The other thing that excessive amount of salt does is that babies naturally, they are born with a sweet salt and umami tasting taste on their tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment you start exposing them to salty food, it reinforces the preference for salty food over the natural food. And also this might cause them problem later on in life because they will tend to prefer more salty food when compared with neutral food.
Okay.
So it's better not to give a lot of salt to these children.
I would, from what you've said so far, Shawnistani, is I would say don't give them any salt. I'm trying to actually find any good reason to give little baby salt, especially after what you've said.
Yes, there isn't any specific good reason to give salt because, as I've said earlier on, most food that we eat, they contain salt.
Naturally, in its makeup.
But also, breast milk also does have salt. So which will mean that they are getting enough salt from either breast milk as well as the food that they are eating.
Right, right. It's all formulated correctly. Now, how do you determine if your baby has had too much salt? You know, heaven forbid, a salt overdose.
So what we advise is that parents should monitor the baby's reaction after each meal to identify excessive salt intake, because if the baby has consumed too much salt, they will show signs that are concern. These signs include thirstiness, because they will want to dilute that salt in their mouth. They will start being irritable or fussy because the too much excessive intake of salt, it will irritate the digestive tract or stomach, which means that they're no longer comfortable because that salt is causing them problems. Then they will start being irritable. It does also cause swelling or unusual puffiness because they will start to have a fluid retention on the body, which can lead to weight fluctuation, which means that they will start gain excessive amount of weight due to water retention. Mm-hmm. The other thing that parents can look for is urine changes, because if a baby is having more salt, they start becoming dehydrated, and also the urines become darker in color.
Okay. And Shonisani, a question is, how much amount of salt should I give the baby? Now, it's from what you've said so far, the answer would probably be zero, but under certain circumstances, possibly. How much could the baby be given?
Yes, as we have said last week, that adults, they need about 5 grams or 1 teaspoon of salt. But when it comes to children, it is totally different or less than what we recommend for the babies. So the World Health Organization, they recommend that children should not consume more than 2 grams of salt per day. And for the babies less than 1 year, they shouldn't consume more than or 1 gram of salt a day, which means that it should be less than 1 gram. When we talk about children less than 1 year, we are talking about children between the age of 6 to 12 months, because that's when you start complementary food. So it shouldn't exceed 1 gram. While with those less than 6 months, they shouldn't be on food as yes, they should be on breast milk, which should be providing them with all the sodium that they need in their diet.
Right. So the breast milk obviously is correctly formulated for what the baby needs at that particular age.
Yes, it does.
And what are ways to limit salt in the baby's diet? Maybe you've kind of gone a little bit overboard. Now you need to backtrack a bit. How do you limit what baby has in terms of salt intake?
Yes, as I've said, we encourage breastfeeding from 0 to 6 months, because breast milk, it provides the baby with all nutrients they need as well as all necessary sodium balance. But when the baby turns 6 months, that's when parents can start introducing food. So we recommend that we provide these babies with cooked meals and also avoid adult food, because most of the adult food, they are high in salt. So we should use spices like cloves, turmeric, as well as herbs and lemon. Also, because I'm sure that most parents now, they are worried, do I cook separate food for my child and I cook separate food for adults? We also recommend that you can cook food in the same pot. But before you add salt, you can just remove the baby's food to ensure that they don't have enough, too much salt. The other thing that parents can do is also to avoid offering children fast food as well as rich condiments that are high in sodium, like sauces, canned food, because those ones, if they are offered a lot, they may exceed the sodium recommendation for the baby. And also we should start introducing fruits and vegetables from the age of 6 months, because fruits and vegetables, they have limited amount of sodium, and also they will provide the child with fiber that they need. The other thing that parents can do is just to have a basic understanding of reading food labels and also understand the nutritional table and ingredients, because that will help them to avoid food that contains high sodium. And also they can look out for the Heartmark logo, because the Heartmark logo emphasizes it's approved, because that food will be having less salt, less sodium, as well as sugar that we don't need for the children as they are growing. They should be given those things in moderate to lower amount.
Right. And that's all makes sense, you know, to actually be very, very careful, especially when cooking. And I'm sure that a lot of the rules that apply to baby would apply to your own diet as well. But Shonisani, how does somebody get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation? I know you've got a lot of resource material that's available to the public.
They can look at our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za, and we always put information on our social media pages, which is Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And also the public can also more than welcome to get in touch with us via our health chat line on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much for chatting to us, and looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday. And limit that salt, will you?
Thank you so much, Wayne, and the listeners. Speak next week.
Great. Thanks a lot there. That's Shawnee Sahni from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She's the nutrition team leader. And you can pick up this interview on our website, wildcoastradio.co.za, later on today, or also on the Heart and Stroke Foundation's channels later on as well. You're listening to the Wild Coast Wake Up with Wayne on this Tuesday morning.